Your Ayin Zayin Shabbos continued. Chov Zayin Iyar Hito Shalom Zayin, May 15, 1977, on Sunday continued.
To do an ochel and lazy on the keli, and then according to the Hashbam here say, shover kala keli, v'izit aleichli, v'izit aleichli. So we say below Yisrobei. So it's higher on the keli hatos, but he's not showing the osay because be lazy. He was carrying the eichli without us for it, but he's not showing the osay. So we have to say now there is a gemore in here. Yes. In Chul. The more in here is Dafidale. Dafidale from Dale, said as follows. Tun Rabon, me amoret prat le bumer. Rabshim lo yisim, me mishim rabshim ne asher yisrael bishkor ba boshim. Hashov vidiosim ni kol mal jivosim, shom yosim ni kol mal jivosim. Mai binai o mar rabam nule mukhlech khile, u mi kol mal adam ki binai. Ma so va ki mu mal khile di dam nam mu mar. U ma so va li dam ye shom yosim. Vo ro ve odo ba di kol al mu mal khile di al mu le dam. El oche le khile mi yovm. Vi dis khalef le bishumen, vi ochle kom mi. Marsova kivin duti ovin ocheil bimezi mumeru. Marsova kivin di uashka. De teire luyochel di yisure lav mumeru. Lav mumeru. So Rashi explains it as follows. In other words, Gemara is here saying, genaf kemine, he's mentioning genaf kemine, between the drosha of Mamores Prat Mumer and the drosha of Shavu Yosef. So genaf kemine is a contrast pshar. Suppose someone is addicted to eat chilev with yom. Whenever he has nothing else to eat on the chilev, so he cannot curb his appetites and eat chilev. But if he has chilev and shuman available, then he curbs his appetites. So then he wouldn't be there. So he wouldn't dare show me katera v'ochlisor. Only when he has nothing else to eat. And here there was a situation, he had on the table a chticha of chilev and a chticha of shumen. So had he known the identity of the chticha of chilev and the identity of the chticha of shumen, he wouldn't have taken the chilev. But he was laboring under a mistake, so he mistook the chilev for shumen and he ate the chilev, thinking that it was shumen. But had he been reminded at that time that this is the chilev, he would have taken the other chilev, not this chilev. But the reason as to why he ate the chilev, because he thought the chilev was shumen. So the mele, according to the mandom, he doesn't dash in Mamoretz Prat Mumer, who only dash in the drosha, b'shom yidrosi rab shimen. So the mele, here he chay v'chados, because here he showed yidrosi. Because had he been reminded of the identity of the chilev, he would have taken the other chilev, not the chilev. But according to the mandom, who dash in Mamoretz Prat Mumer, since he's addicted to the eating of chilev in the oven, so even though in this specific situation, he would have refrained from eating chilev if he had known all the facts. But he's still a mumer, he has a shemumer. This is how Rashi explains it. And the Miri in Herius also explains it exactly the same way. However, from the Miri in Chum, it's mashma that he explained it just the other way. Just the reverse. In other words, that if it is a situation where the person is addicted to the eating of chilev nityo, but whenever it's possible for him to eat shumen, so then he doesn't eat chilev. And here he had on the table chilev and shumen. But he mistook the chilev for shumen. Had he known, so even though he would have refrained, had he been reminded, so according to Mandoma of Chogmidio, say he's not considered Chogmidio. Even though in that specific situation he would have refrained, had he been reminded, but that's not important, the fact that in that particular situation he would have refrained. That because of the fact that generally he doesn't restrain himself from eating chilev, so that makes him an inish of midosi. Mashenke, according to Mandoma, who darshins Mumea. So in other words, so only a person who is addicted to the eating of chilev, who just doesn't care for the eating of chilev. But if he does care, but he's so weak, he does not, he cannot, he does not curb his appetite. So he's shem mumea, he doesn't. But he's not, he does. Just the opposite of the pshat of Rashi and the Meiri in Heres. So that's the pshat of the Meiri. The opposite of his own pshat in Heres. Now, but according to most Rishonim, the pshat is as Rashi says here, and as the Meiri in Heres says, not as the Meiri in Chum says. In other words, in a case where a person is a Eichel Nevedet, Chilv Vidor, but whenever he has the opportunity to eat shumen, so then he doesn't eat chilev. And if he had on the table echticha of chilev, echticha of shumen, but by mistake he ate the chilev, thinking it was shumen, so and had he been reminded at that time, he would have refrained from eating the chilev, so then he's considered shumen idiosei, but he's considered a mumen. So we see that as far as Shomu Biyose is concerned, it has to be determined on the basis of the specific situation, not whether the person in general refrains from the Isachel, but whether in that particular situation he would have restrained. And even if in general he does not restrain himself, as long as in that particular situation, had he known the identity of the Chtiche, he would have refrained from the Yisrael. He's considered Chokmid Yosei, even though he eats Chelev, he can eat Chelev 100 times a day. But in that particular situation, he is considered Chokmid Yosei, according to Rashi's Pshat and the Pshat of Moshe Hashem. So in Mele, we can answer the Kashi of Teisves against Rashi here. What does Teisves ask against Rashi in the Rashbam? He said, "Tchshihizit beechot." Rashi's girsi is shoka kaleichlin behizit ala kele. So chayev ala kli skile, he said, there was a soye, there was a soye, and an eichlin chayev achatos. So the kashi is, now that man would dare eat bimechal Shabbos, bimehizit eat with a soye, and kabot a soye, so he's not sure what they will say. The answer is, we see that Rashi shite in Herias is that the Chov Midiyosei depends upon the specific situation, not whether the person in general is Chov Midiyosei, but in that particular situation, would he, had he known of his mistake, had he been reminded of his mistake, would he have refrained from the Avei or not? Even if he's the biggest mumer, and he eats chilev 1,000 times a day, but as long as we can establish that in that specific situation, he would have restrained himself, had he been reminded. So then he's considered Chov Midiyosei. So Mele, so it's possible to visualize a situation where someone is shodach al ha'ichlin, v'hichlin ha'keleh, and he's still Chov Midiyosei. He's still Chov Midiyosei. Now I knew a certain man, that was many years ago. He was that man, so came from Europe, and in those days, in the 1930s, so it was impossible to get a decent job without working on Shabbos. Not like today. Today, anyone who wants to observe Shabbos can observe Shabbos. But in those days, it involved a lot of Miseras Nefesh. So he came here, he didn't get a job, and he opened up a grocery store on Broadway in Washington Heights, and the man kept the store open on Shabbos, and whatever was necessary for his business, he did everything, I mean, he wrote everything, but what was not necessary for his business, he observed everything. He davened every day Ashkomim again, and then he, in those days, he attended the Dafayomi. I mean, it's such a type of a person, alright? Then my father, at one time, he was a kohen, so, and he davened in the same shul, so he didn't want to duchen. Somebody told him that since he's Michal Shabbos, he cannot duchen. So my father forced him to duchen. He forced him to duchen. My father told him, distort after vermachen, aber zum duchen hat es nicht. Anyway, so he didn't want to duchen, because some rov passed him that it's not there to duchen. He didn't want, and my father pressured him so much that he had to do it. And then he cried so much. It was on the Rosh Hashanah. And he cried so much. And then he came to my father's house, and my father had a talk with him. And it turned out that it was the fault of his wife, that he was Mechal Shabbos. And then my mother, Zechen Mevorach, had talked to the wife. And he became Mishima Shabbos. But for years, he was Mechal Shabbos in everything that was necessary for his livelihood. But what was not necessary for his livelihood, so he observed everything. And so he did it every day with Tzibu. So in other words, so we can visualize such a situation. Suppose he's a type of a person who wouldn't be Michal Shabbos for Echel. Why does he have to be Michal Shabbos for Echel? So he'll eat a few hours later, he'll confess. But let's say if it's a Kele in which he can carry some diamonds and he can make a big gain, so that he was not going to curb his Yitzhara for money. So Memele Kishogakalaichli, the Yitzhara Kele, and that Kele, so he took out not only for the purpose of carrying the Eichlin. So he carried it out for the Eichlin too, but for the Eichlin he carried it out because he is ashamed. He thought that it's not osa to carry Eichlin. The Torah was matia. Just as the Torah was matia carrying Eichlin on Yom Tov, so he thought the Torah was matia carrying Eichlin on Shabbos too. He was ashamed. And had he known that it's osa to carry Eichlin, he wouldn't have dared carry out Eichlin. But the Kele, that he needed, he expected to put a diamond in it. So there was a great temptation. So Memele, it's not considered Shomid Yosei. So it's considered Shomid Yosei. It's not considered any Shomid Yosei. Because we see from that Gemara. So if we explain the Gemara in here, yes, the way the Miri Chum explains it, then whether one is considered Shomid Yosei or is not considered Shomid Yosei. So it doesn't depend upon the specific situation, but it depends whether the person in general is a Shomid Yosei. And if the person in general is ready to be Michal Shabbos, even though in the specific situation where he had on the table Echticha of Chelev and Echticha of Shumen, he would have refrained from eating the Chelev, he's still, according to the Miri Yichum, he's still considered a Shomid Yosei. But Rashi and most Rishonim, they explain it the other way. So in other words, whether one is considered Shomid Yosei depends not upon the general caliber of the person, but on the specific situation. Whether in that situation, had he been reminded of his oblivion, of his mistake, would he have refrained from the Avei or not? And if we know that this person, for whatever reason there is, whether it's logical or not logical, doesn't make any difference. If in his mind, had he been reminded of that mistake, and he would have been told that there is an Issur Tzoyah on Ochlin too, he wouldn't have carried the Ochlin. But the Kele he carried because he expects to make a beginning, to put a diamond in it. And he's afraid that if he doesn't put the diamond in the Kele, so it might be stolen, the diamond. So if he's that kind of a person, so the memory is considered Shomid Yosei. And the same thing is true. The Rashbam's Gemara said, "Ki yishogak al hakeli, yizit al oichli, v'lo yishu boy." So in other words, it's a different type of a person. Every person has his own temptations. He's the kind of a person that keli, if he knew that it's osir, he wouldn't carry keli. Because after all, he's not hungry for keli, he can't eat the keli. But Eichlin, even though he knows it's osir, but he cannot control his appetite for food. So Memele, but had he been reminded of his mistake as to keli, so he would have refrained from carrying the keli. So Memele, in that specific situation, according to the Rashbam, he's considered Shomid Yosei. Now, why does Teisves, why is Teisves Masik and Rashi and Rashbam, is it Teisves didn't conceive of such a crazy person that would refrain from carrying Eichlin if he had found out that it's Osea, but he doesn't refrain from carrying the Kelev in which he can put a diamond. I mean, after all, this is conceivable. So apparently, Teis HaShita is, that even if he is the type of a person, so Mimele, still, he is considered in Nishom in the Osei. So we don't have to say that Teis HaShita agrees with the Shita of the Meili in Chum, because it seems that most Rishonim agree with Rashi's Pshat in Herodes. And Rashi's Pshat in Chum too, I mean, not with the Meili's Pshat in Chum. That's the Chum. But still, here is different. Because, true, according to the Pshat of most Rishonim, in the Gemara in Herodes, Gemara in Chum, so in other words, if a person is in Mume Alechel Chilev Lito, with the Ogun, he eats. But L'Hachas not. And not only L'Hachas not. Even when it's a question of one or the other, so he's makpid, not to eat chilev, as long as he doesn't interfere with his appetites. So he's makpid, not to be able to eat of chilev. But if it interferes with his appetites, so his appetites have precedence. So in such a case, if a person had on the table a chticha of chilev, a chticha of shumet, and he was laboring under the mistake that the chticha of chilev was really shumet, and he ate, had he been reminded at the time, no, this is not shumet, this is chilev, he would have refrained from eating it. So he's considered shot in the osi. So, but even though the person in general does not refrain from the avera, but in this particular situation, he refrains from the avera. So over there, he had a longish reason. I mean, not a longish reason that as to why he refrains from eating chile when he has shumen available and does not refrain. In other words, he's a mumah with the oven and not a mumah lachis. There is a difference, al pedin, between a mumah with the oven and a mumah lachis. There is a difference. A mumah lachis who is not only if he's lachis as beri mamish, but who isn't makpid, who eats chilev even if he has an opportunity to eat shumen, is a much bigger roshe than a mumah with the oven who only eats chilev when he has nothing else to eat. So the mele, he can be considered shav midios, because there is a difference in the maisa avere between eating chilev with the oven and eating chilev leachis. But between one kind of temptation and another kind of temptation, there is no difference of din in the shav roshe. Two people have these concepts. They distinguish between one temptation and another temptation, but al pedin, mumah with dog is mumah with dog. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a temptation it is. And lahakas is lahakas. So the melee, over there, it can be considered. So we don't have to say that Teisves agrees with the pshat of the Meir in Chum. Teisves can agree with the pshat of Rash, but over there, since he refrains from eating chilev when it's not with the oven, so maybe it can be considered shomi diosei. Why? Because there is a difference in the status of the gavre. So such a gavre is not a mumah lahachis in any way. He is only a mumah litov. Masheike, a person who for certain diovens he is mechal shabbos, for certain diovens he is not mechal shabbos, there is no difference in the status of the gavre. So it's for an unreasonable reason that he refrains from eating chile, from carrying the kele, and does not refrain from carrying the reichel. So the mele is not considered shomayos. Mashenkin, where he refrains from eating chile v'hachis, but he doesn't refrain from eating chile l'tiopim, so then I'll predict there is a difference in the status of the gavre. One gavre, one who eats with the oven, is a mumah with the oven, and he has a din of a chicho, l'chol advorim, We are mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzedakah and everything, and the other one is a mumalachis. So we're al kedin. We're al kedin. There is a distinction in the status. So then he can be considered. He can consider shomim dosei. Mashin in here, there is no difference. But he, subjectively, he distinguishes between one kind of itzoy and another kind of itzoy. So that does not make him a shomim dosei. But the shita of Rashi and the Rashbam is that in view of the fact that shomim dosei does not depend upon the general caliber of the person as to whether he's shomim dosei, but upon the specific situation, whether in the specific situation in the shomim dosei, so mele, for whatever reason, he will refrain from one itzoye, but not from the other, so vis-a-vis that itzoye, he's considered shomim dosei, even though it's a crazy reason, an unreasonable reason. But subjectively, in his mind, he would have refrained from this itzoye of the kele, had he been reminded of his mistake.
Shurayin Chosin Shavas Koftas Iyur HaTov Shalom Zion.
May 17th, 1977, Tuesday. The Rambam in the Raivet in regard to Mitzvah Eichel in the Kli. So Potter Apalakli. So the Raivet mentioned the Yerushalmi, that when we say that Tamit Eichel in the Kli is Potter Apalakli, because the Kli is Tophil to the Eichel, only in Kirhalin Tusi, Shein Tzrichim the Kli, because it will be almost impossible, not actually impossible, but very difficult to carry tussin berries, blueberries, blackberries without it. He could, in his fist he could do it, but it will be very difficult. So then the kele becomes bottled to the echo. Mashenkin, let's say it's a big fruit, let's say pomegranate, so you could just as easily carry it without the kele. So then he's not potter. So then he's not potter. So kehalin tusi shein tzrichim the kele, because the kele makes it easy. So why is it hamitzis achai benito? He's potter benito. He take out the child in the carriage. So there too, any day man, when you carry the child like this and your hands and your shoulders, oh, then it's very exhausting. When you carry it in the carriage, so it's much easier. So it's like two sim in a kale. But let's say a big eich that could as readily and as conveniently be carried without the kale, so even though he decides to carry it in the kale, so then the kale does not become bottled to the eich. That's Yosha. Now, Rav Nissim Goyen also mentions that Yosha. Rav Nissim Goyen. Hamitz Eichel Yipochet Mishir Bechli Potach Lakli Shakfit Vilei Bitmore Dina Rove Garse Vode Atoma Vitzrichon Lekeli Koyim Ilen Tusi Abo Yimin Vitzrichin Lekeli Chai Rav Lakel. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between Eichelim that are very small like berries or other Eichel. So the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that our Gemara is Eichel. The Magid Mishnah mentions the Gemara in Perek later, but from that Gemara there is no right. The Yosemeyach mentions the Gemara in Suki. Alright. So do we have a Machlokes Rambam and Raya? Now, last time I said that the Rabbi Hananel also mentioned the Yerushalmi, but at that time I forgot to say that even though the Rabbi Hananel also mentioned the Yerushalmi, but Rabbi Hananel has his own shita. And as a matter of fact, Rabbi Hananel obviously had a different gears in the Yerushalmi. And it appears from Rav Nissim Goyen that there was another Girsay. Because Rav Nissim Goyen, in citing that Yerushalme, he says, Bigmore did name Arobe Garcino, Hode Atoma, Bitzrichum Kill in Kadilla Tusie, Abu Limin, Zrichum Kill in Chayra Vlakele, and that's the Girsay we have in our text. So why did he say Garcino? You should say Yerushalme. Apparently, there was another Girsay, and it seems that Rav Nechananel had a different Girsay. And according to that Girsay, just the opposite of what the Ravid says, and Rav Nissim Goyen says, and of what the Yerushalmi, our Yerushalmi, purports to say. Now let's see the Rav Nechananel. See, on the next one, on the next up. So he says, Amei teich lepochis in the Rishio b'chli, potar apal akli, sha'akli tmiro, vim heitzi kishio b'chli chayu al reichli, u potar akli, vim oi akli tzorok lechayu al ze val ze, gigin she tzorok leichel, vim hoyo akli tzorok lei, that's the same for the Mishnah. If he's tzorok lekli, so he's chayu al ikli too. Chayu al ze val ze, kigei, she tzorok leichel, vim tzorok lekli. In other words, he wants to have the keilah to put something in that keilah. After, first he carries the eichel on that kli, and then, once he reaches his destination, he wants to place something in that keilah. So the melech, the use of the keilah is not only as a container for the eichel. I mean, that he wants to use something else besides the use for that eichel that he's carrying now. V'tzorech hoibik, iname. So then he is chayv for the keile. Iname, another case where he's chayv for the keile is sheyochil lehitzi esoichel elobikli kin atusi. So bears. So he mentions another case where he's chayv on the keile also where he couldn't be meitzi the eichel without putting it in the keile. Now it's just the reverse of the Ravid and Rav Nissim Goyen, and the reverse of what the Yerushalmi says in our text. So apparently the Rach had a different girsay in the Yerushalmi, and it seems, even though there is no hecher, I mean it could mean, when Rav Nissim Goyen says a bit more than a Rav Garsay, he means Imri, but the Loshni is Garsay. In other words, apparently, it seems that there was another girsay in the Yerushalmi. Which other girsay? Probably the girsay of the Rach. So the Rach says just the antithesis of what the Ravid is. According to the Ravid and according to our Girsay Yerushalmi, so the Yerushalmi is saying that when do we say that the Kli is tofil to the Eichel? Only when he carries berries in the Kli. So he couldn't with ease, I mean, but only with great deal. So he couldn't with ease carry the berries without the keile. So the mele, the keile is subservient, completely subservient to the eichel, to the berries. So it's bottled to the berries. Mashenke, if he carries out a pomegranate, or let's say one orange in the keile. So he could just as readily carry that without the keile. But he wants to maintain dignity. So in other words, he doesn't want to carry. But as far as the physical act is concerned, he could just as easily carry out the orange, the pomegranate, without the keile. So the mele, it doesn't become bottled to the keile. It doesn't become bottled to the keile. That's according to the Ravid. And according to the Rach, Girsay Yerushalmi, just the reverse. So when do we say that the keile becomes bottled if he carries out the pomegranate in the keile? So he could have carried the pomegranate without the keile, but he carries it in the keile. So he wouldn't have carried the keile if not for the pomegranate. He wouldn't have carried it. Why does he carry the keile? Because of the pomegranate. And he could carry the pomegranate even without the keile. But he decided to carry the pomegranate, the orange, in the keile. In the keilah, in the basket. So the mele, it becomes bottle, but it becomes bottle. Because there is a loch in Mitzoy in order to be higher, it has to have a certain chshivas. And let's say, poches and kikreigres, it doesn't have chshivas. So the mele, in this particular situation, since he could carry the orange, the pomegranate without the kale, and he's not carrying the kale for itself, but because of the pomegranate and the pomegranate. So if, let's say, it's like something like berries, so even though he carries the kale because of the berries, but since he's interested in carrying the berries, and he couldn't carry the berries without the kale, so the melee is a dova choshev the kale. So it's a dova choshev because of the berries. So the melee, since the kale, so the kale acquires chines in this particular itzoy because of the berries. Mashein kale, if he carries the pomegranate in the kale, so it's not a dova choshev, it's like poches mikigrekas. It has no chines. Here in this itzoy, it has no chines. True, in another itzoy it might have chines, but in this particular itzoy, it's like a small piece of paper. It has no chines. Less than the shield. So because even though he carries it for the pomegranate, but he could carry the pomegranate without it. Mashiachin, where he carries berries, so then it acquires chines. So the Ach is chilek on the other shein. The other shein say that it's a special halacha that the kelev becomes bottled to the chayvetz, and the cow and the chayvetz. But it's a special halacha. So melee, of course, if it becomes bottled, there's no chayvetz. But according to the Ach, so if there is no halacha that it becomes bottled, it becomes bottled because it has no chayvetz. According to the other Rishayim, it becomes bottle because it becomes bottle. Why does it become bottle? Because he's not carrying it for its own sake. He carries it as a container for the Eichlin. So melee becomes bottle. And if it becomes bottle, so melee it has no chives. But first it has to become bottle. Mashiach, according to the Rach, there is no halacha that by itself it becomes bottle just because he doesn't carry it for itself. No, because he carries it for an echo that could be carried without it. So mainly it has no chives. So that's why it's for that. But where it has chives, let's say when he carries it to carry berries, so then it doesn't become bottle. Only it becomes bottle only when it doesn't have chives in this particular echo. Anyway, it's a very strange shite, but this is the shite of the Rach, and it seems that he had a different girsah in the Yerushalmi. Now, the Mishnah says in so many words, "Es achay b'mito is poter af al mito." So we have to say, because it's achay b'mito, when you carry a child in the carriage, you still could carry the child without the carriage. Mashenken, when you carry berries, you couldn't. Not that you couldn't mamish, but with great difficulty, with extreme difficulty, you could carry it. So, Mashenken, a chalimito, even though it makes it more convenient, but he could carry even without the mito. Even without the mito, so the mito has no chives. So it's like, so the mito has no chives. All right. Now the Gemara. As a high mito, poter achal mito. Leime mastis rad nosi, veloi rabon. Vitanye hameitzi leime chayobei, leishu sarabi, leitzi preis, etc. Bein chai bein shchutin chai kamnos neimer al shchutin chai mal chai poter sha chai leise yesatz mei so on Rabbi Moshe says chai leise yesatz mei but Rabbi Nach ilik amar ove afil utein Rabbon ad kam mit lig Rabbon al ide Rabbi Moshe elo bipei mo chai bei dim shalvet en afshai avol otem chai So when had Rabbono chilek on Rabbi Noson only by Shob Alachai, not the human being. So Shob Alachaim, they don't cooperate and they drag themselves. In other words, they stifle themselves. Not that they don't drag. I mean, they stifle themselves. they make themselves burdensome, they're heavy. Some in Mele, they're not capri. So, some in Mele, there is no din of Chaniz Exatz. Avodim Chai, and he says, Atzme, Afil Rabbonom made, but in Odom, since he says, Atzme, so even Rabbonom made it, that Chai is Nase Satzme, if Shalpet and Abshay, Mishamtim Kilate, Mad, Umar Bidi Maxpon, Lehashmit, Miyadanus. Omer Rabate Barab and Rob. Behold, it nam ben sire mater besus. Vitanye ben sire mater besus. Mit nejueise bin locho. Shein hadob im lochatos. Now the alochi is the hachom im womisakin. That one should not sell a behemogaso bin ochi. Actually, it should be muta. With the rice, it should be muta. Because once you sell a behemagasa to a goy, so mele it's not yours, so it's not, there is no shvisa dente, it's not his behem. But it's also to be mashir or be maskir a behemagasa. If the gnochri is going to use it for meloch, because even though the goy will do it for meloch, will do meloch with that behem, but. In other words, let's say if you rent out an axe to a goy, and the goy will plow the land with the axe. So mele, even though the goy does the melacha and the goy is allowed to do melacha and Shabbos, but it's the Jew's behavior. So he'll be either the essay of Shvisa Ben. So when is it or some that I say only when you don't turn over title to the goy. Mashenkim in the cell, you turn over title to the goy, so then there is no Yisa. But Chachomim Asar, Mechiras Behemog Asar Inochi, Mishum Exere, that if we allow a Yisrael to sell it to a goy, he will be tempted to rent it out and to lend it out also. And then he'll be there, Shvizer Ben. But there is a way of selling the behemagasa to goy. In other words, through a broker. In other words, if you do it through a mediator, through a broker, then it's muta. Why? Because it's not a derech to lend out the behemoth or to rent out the behemoth through a broker. It's only when you lend out, so then the buyer himself does it. But not through a broker. So if you want to sell a behemoth to a goy, So the only way it is muter is only through a seal soul, through a sal soul, through a book. Alright. But directly, it's also a mishum itzere, dilmo meishel meika. Maybe you'll lend it out or you'll lend it out. Oh. So it's just a mishne says, ben psire mate visu, that we can sell a horse to a goy. Why? Because there is, even if it will be lent out or rented out, the Yisrael will not be able to say of Shvisas Bente. Why not? Because what is a sus used for? An axe is used for plowing, but a sus is used only for carrying. God it nam b'msire mata b'sus, v'tanye b'msire mata b'sus, v'pnei shei yisim b'mloch, shei chayom b'mloch chatos. V'yomar b'yichel b'msire b'rem nosen, Omrut over Echot, because Rabbi Psir agrees with Rabbi Nos, that Chaim is Esatzme, so Mimele, Isus is not used by the goy for plowing, only for carrying. Whom does he carry? He carries living things. He carries a human being, someone rides on a horse. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Nos, the Sus will not do any loch in the rice anyway. So there is no shvis advantage. We are the doing the rabbon ali the rabbon also be machay ve mish ni shabbat na shai. But in odom so the rabbon na meide. So why do we have to say that the psere must agree with rabbon also the psere can accord with rabbon as well? Because what is a horse used for? For carrying human beings. I mean, you don't see that one behemoth should ride a horse. So a human being rides a horse. So the melee, even according to Rabbanon, the horse, when a human being rides it, will not, so the owner of the horse will not be where the Esser should have been. Vamre, after Rabbanim, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bisusam Yuchet Leivis. So in other words, because when Bisura is Mata Bisus, so he's Mata in all Susim. So, of course, most Susim are used for human beings to ride on them. But some Susim are used to carry certain kind of birds of prey. In other words, let's say falcons, innate. So according to Rabbi Nosson, even if Israel allows that his horse should carry, let's say, a falcon, innate, a bird, so he's not even his advantage, because Hadei says Atzmei. So the falcon is also an Eisei Satzmei. But according to Rabbanon, if a horse carries a falcon innate, so then the horse doesn't look at the right side. So maybe Israel is able to say of Shvizadem. So when Bemseira says Bemseira Mata Bisus, so it means also see, even a Sus that is in Yuchabais. Alright. Now the Rashi. Mata Bisus. We made a new one. We should let us a Sus in my own way say so. In Chayim Ola Chatos. We should be able to do it. 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 We got the Azoras, she was a game of Lohaxi, Roman Rabbechen, and Gazin, and Vivadan, Shazayone Ephes, and Ace and Asus Ephes, Kishen Chai, Kinates, and Mine, lots of joy Ephes, Viloi Mishavet and Afshai, the Loi Kshir, Mishav now, so there is a Mashal. But the Mashal explains it very well. I mean, of course, on the surface, this Rashi is very strange. So he says, Rashi says, Shotayode Ephesh and Nasin Lasu Sefes Kishenchai, Kiline to Mine, birds of prey, like a falcon, lots of chorifes. Viloi Mishavet and Afshai, the Loik Shire. It's not, they're not tied. So Mimele, according to Rav Nosson, it is, there is no Melochedon by the horse. So Mimele, the owner is not able, the Esel Shis has been taken. So he says, why according to Rav Nosson? So there is no meloche because since they are not tied, so in the Shabbat Nafshaye, so the Marshos Kashi is against Rashi. When is this important? According to whom is this important? Whether it's the Shabbat Nafshaye and at the Shabbat Nafshaye, according to Rav Nosson, Rabbonon of Rav Nosson. So the Rabbonon of Rav Nosson say that Balbal Chayim, so there is no Chayim Zesat. There is no Chayim Zesatzmei, only by an Odom. So, because an Odom doesn't stifle himself, but Balachayim is Mishav Nafshai. But we are talking here about Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson says Chayim Zesatzmei, even Balachayim, even though it's Mishav Nafshai. So why does Rashi have to emphasize this? Since it's Loik Shire, they're not tied, so it's Loik Mishav Nafshai. We are dealing with Rav Nosson. According to Rav Nosson, it doesn't matter that it's Mishav Nafshai. Because every Balchai is Mishavet Nafshai. Still Rav Nosson says that Chayim is Atzme. So that's the kasha of Mashal. I might have made a mistake. I said the kasha of Mashal. That's the kasha of the Mashal. But the Mashal explains it very well. The Mashal says that true that Rav Nosson holds there is, we say Chametz is Atzmi even for the Chayim, even though Bar Chayim is Mishavet and Afshayim. So what does it mean Mishavet and Afshayim? They stifle themselves. So it means Mishavet and Afshayim, they stifle themselves, they don't cooperate sufficiently. That's what it means. They don't cooperate sufficiently. But the Gemara says, may the Rav Nosson be kofus. Why? So even though according to Rav Nosson there is no Yisrael Tzoyim in the Raisa to carry a dog or a cat, a Balchai, there is no Yisrael Raisa, but if the dog or the cat is bound, so then there is an Yisrael Raisa. What's the difference whether it's bound or it's not bound? The answer is, even according to Rav Nosni, I mean, Rav Nosni also says Chayim Yitzes Atzmei. Rav Nosni Imer Al Shvuten Chayim Al Chayim Poter, Shachayim Yitzes Atzmei. So even according to Rav Nosni, it's based upon the fact that he eases himself. But it's a question of degree. So the Rabbonim hold that this kind of Yitzes Atzmei is insignificant. Because after all, they don't really cooperate. I mean, they don't have the intelligence to cooperate. A Balchai machine can not do. So he is cooperative. So there is a greater degree of lightening the burden by Modo than by Balchai. But there is an element of lightening the burden. The Balchai lightens the burden when he's carried. But according to Rabbanon, that is insignificant. According to Rav Nosson, so even that small degree of lightening the burden that is involved in carrying the Balchai, any Balchai, also constitutes the thing of Chanin Zezatzne. Chanin Zezatzne. Mashenki by Kofuiz, there is no element of lightening the burden by Kofuiz. By Kofus or by Chile, so there is no element of lightening the burden. So even Rav Nosni is made it that it's a masse. So the Mele, when Rashi says this, what the Mashu explains, the Vadian shall Sayoni Efesh and Isla Susaitis, Kishen Hoi, Kinetsunine, Lotu Choritis, Viloi Mishavite Nafshaye, and they are not Mishavite Nafshaye completely. The Lord Shireth. So it's only a little bit Mishal and Nafshali, but they don't. A contra blossom that doesn't matter. This is how the Mashai is. Mashai explained it, I mean, that's the Piyat Rashi. The Hashem Amen, a Chayim Sesatzman. ומשמוע חומר רבי יחן בסעיר, ומשמוע חומר רבי יחן, ובסעיר אמר רב נוס, לא מודבר אחד. All right, now. אומר רבי יחן, ומיד רב נוס מקופס, בין אי בין עוד, if he's bound, then we don't say, חי מי סעסת. We don't say, חי מי סעסת. All right. So, כמו רסיקה שאומר רבד, במס לבי, וואל, פרסוי. וחמם וכביסה דומה ואומר רבי יחן במסעיר ורב נוסן אמרו דבר אחד. So what does it mean when the Pseir says that you are allowed to sell a horse to a noch? So it means every noch, every god, including the Persians. And the Persians, so they didn't carry themselves. I mean, it took them a long period to walk a few hours, the Persians. And the Gemara assumed that was physically, it was difficult for them to walk, the Persians. Physically, not psychologically, but physically it was difficult for them to walk. So it's like cops. Why do we say cops? So Rav Nosni is made there because a kofus, a bound balchai or a bound person, doesn't lighten the burden. So the Mele, the Persians, so for whatever reason it was, but the fact was that they hardly carried themselves. So they couldn't lighten their own burden, so they should have a being of a kofus. And still, in Rabbi Yechon says, "B'mseira v'Rav Nosson amru davar echod." What does B'mseira say? B'mseira says that you're allowed to sell a sus to a nochri, to every nochri, including Persians, and even the aristocrats. I mean, this is not all Persians. That was the noblemen among the Persians. So, including to such a nochri, you're allowed to sell. So, but to such a nochri, you shouldn't be allowed to sell because the Persian nobleman will ride on the horse, and then the halacha of Chayim Yitzes Atzmei doesn't apply to a Persian nobleman because they didn't carry themselves.
So Mimele, so in steel he says, Bemseiram Nossen, Omudavarachot, so that seems that according to Rav Nossen, we apply the halach of Chaimis Esatzme, even Ligabe, a person or a Balchai, who doesn't lighten the burden. It's a special halach. Who doesn't lighten the burden? So it's a kashe against the Bechanet. Wo han ich pasoy de khman de khise do me wo mer bikh tsire wo mer bikh in de tsire der nos no mo der khot so di mor says no it's not that the Persians physically they can carry themselves out of arrogance of gaive re musruche und in ocket lo so da hu pa di shache di rot ach mo ke loye bi hoy klot de parts di kare so a balgaive so walks occupies a gate so it takes him a long time to walk, I mean a few feet. So that doesn't mean that he can't. He can walk fast too. He can lighten his burden, but he doesn't. So the mele seems physically. So but when he's carried, so in other words, when he walks himself, so out of gaive, he doesn't. So then he walks very slowly. So it appears as if he doesn't lighten the burden, but when he's carried by somebody else, when a Persian nobleman rides a horse, then the guy is not affected, his ego is not affected by lightening the burden. So Mimele, he does lighten the burden. So we say, Chaimis Esatzme. All right. Gimani Fisidon. Shereichvim utokim bidgodim richobim וגם הם עצמו מונוקים מיוחציק על האורץ מיוחציק על האורץ now so בפלוג we could say so Rashi mentions two reasons as to why that they the Gemara assumed that they have a din of the kopos. One is because they were dressed up in Godim Rechobim, so mainly it was difficult for them to walk fast. And then we got him atma munogi. They felt inhibited in walking with regular pace. So they walked, okay, it's a gale. They dragged themselves on the floor. They didn't really walk. So I said before that the Havanim of Gemara would have been that the Gemara assumed that physically they had to drag themselves. But Rashi mentions Sherich bin Bigodim Tofim Bigodim Rechov. And then Gam him Asmun Nogi Basra. So Bishlaime Reich bin Tofim Bigodim Rechov. So the Gemara Havanim could have been. The Havanim could have been with an account of the fact that they were muted because of the Chovim, so it was physically difficult for them to make real footsteps. So the Gemara gives the Teretz now. Even when one is muted because of the Chovim, it's still not physically difficult to make to lighten the burden. It's only because of Gaive, so they drag themselves on the floor. So, but Rashi also mentions v'gamim atzmo munogim meyotzeik al oretz munogim meyotzeik al oretz. So that means, so even the Havamim, Rashi explained it in the Havamim of Gemara, Gemara's Kashi. So that means that the Gemara in the Kashi knew, that's the second version. In other words, that they dragged themselves on the floor because they are munogim. In other words, psychological reasons. Not because of physical reasons. So, if the Gemara in the Havamim knew that because of psychological factors they dragged themselves on the floor, the Persian nobleman, so how could the Gemara in the Havamim equate it with Kfusim? So, we have to say that even though the Gemara, according to Rashi, so the Gemara, the Makshin also knew that for psychological reasons they dragged themselves on the floor, not for physical reasons. I mean, according to one Lashon, it could have been for physical reasons, but according to the second time that Rashi mentioned, for psychological reasons, but the Gemara and the Havamim assumed that whatever the reason is, let it be because of psychological reasons. So that means that they were inhibited in making real footsteps. They were inhibited, psychologically inhibited. psychologically inhibited. So even though this inhibition originated in Galilee, but the fact is that they were psychologically inhibited. And it wasn't easy for them, you know, to walk like regular people. So maybe they should have a din of the kofus. So the Gemara Steret says, no. Since it is possible for them, even though psychologically it was difficult, because their arrogance was so part of them, that it was psychologically very difficult for them to walk instead of dragging themselves. But since it is possible for them, Bohokaye, when he was under terrific pressure, when the king gave him an issue, they decreed an order that he must see him, so then he was able to run 3 pasoyes. Bikare, so mele, that means that they are capable of walking instead of dragging themselves on the floor. Of dragging themselves on the floor. So mele, the aloha of chayle is a alright. Now let's see the faces. Shachayle is a satsme. Shachayle is a satsme. Temelari. Lomo potter. When we learned, I think, the first parak, it is a Shabbos, I mentioned that Eisves, and I mentioned Reb Chaim Siteretz and his discussion. Temelari, lomo potter. Di mishum shachayle is a satsme. Vale afilu bimasekal yeser ischaye. So why we say that he's potter because chayim is a satzmeh? In other words, that means that he cooperates. The carried person cooperates with the carrier. So that means it's like shnayim shoso. So it's shnayim shoso. But so what? Vafilu. So he said v'im mishum shnayim. So if you are going to say because on account of the fact that he lightens a burden, so mainly it's not heavy. It's not difficult for the carrier to carry him because he cooperates the carried person. I mean, the carried balchai, according to Rabbi. So cooperates. So, but halacha is you are chayev even if you carry a handkerchief. Even if you carry a handkerchief, I mean a light object. It doesn't matter how light it is. V'im ishum shnayim shosu pturim, and here ishnayim shosu the carrier the carry. Because Jesus already pointed out that the Yochel is in the Yochel doesn't depend as to whether he has the potential. He might be a heavyweight, but the way he carries it, so it's in the Yochel, so in that position, we consider him as in the Yochel. So here, when he is carried, let's say, on the shoulder of the person, when the carried person or the carried bochai is carried on the shoulders of the person, so in that position the carried couldn't carry himself. He couldn't fly by here. So he could only carry himself by walking on the ground, not by here. And here, when it's on the shoulder of the person, so he by himself couldn't do it without the carrier. And the carrier could carry him even without lightening the bird. Let's say, suppose he had been covered. So then he wouldn't lighten the burden. The carrier would still be able to carry it. It would be a little more difficult. So maybe it's a yochel, vizein yochel. So the yochel should be chayim, so the carrier should be chayim. Carrier should be chayim. Shilanisi yochel is atzim vanisi. Vanisi is bekech vanisi atlo yomis. Ve'im avi, v'mishkon gamlinu. Shalolo yomisi in bevachai, שאת חושים בוהלים או בוהלכים ברגליהם וחלוזי so מיד so in other words so in the Mishkan they were no enemy. I mean apparently he's discussing Kavnos because he mentions שאת חושים בוהלים או בוהלכים ברגליהם so that is relevant only according to Kavnos not according to Rabono so in other words so in Mishkan they were no living things that the Israelites in the Mishkan carried, but they were living things. Choshi Meili, so they didn't carry. The Israelites didn't have to carry that. Or Yelchim Ragleya. Now, but they were small living things. Chalozei. So the Gemara says Chalozei. So your Pinsinisi Terem Yomos. The Chamon is with the Shomatrini. So there was no opportunity for the Israelites in the Mishkan to carry living things. So the Mele, when is there a chiyuv? When is there a chiyuv of ichatos of itzoye when you carry an inanimate object, not when you carry an inanimate object? Now, so the Sfasemer says the kashe. I mean, of course, that seems to be very strange. I mean, does it mean that everything has to be the way it was in the Mishkan? There were many objects that didn't exist in the Mishkan. So the Sfasemer's kashe is, so if you have a new object, so then there shouldn't be any chiyuv itzoye. I mean, the Sfasemer doesn't mention it, but we can mention it. In the Mishkan, we didn't have a television set. So does that mean, because of that, there is no chiyuv chatos if one carries in the Mishkan Sarabim a television set? I mean, what's the pshat? And then, if it's Yalfuse from the Mishkan, it has to be an object that existed in the Mishkan. So why does the Gemara, and living things did not exist in the Mishkan. So why does the Gemara say, who made the Rabnosim be kofus? So what's the difference, kofus or not kofus? It didn't exist in the Mishkan. A kofus, a bound Malachai wasn't carried in the Mishkan either. Not it didn't exist, they existed Malachai, but wasn't carried in the Mishkan. Unless you'll say, because why after all, living Malachayim did exist in the Mishkan, Tchoshim Eilim, but the Tchoshim Eilim Moyohil Chim Ragleim. So which Tchoshim Eilim Moyohil Chim Ragleim, if it wasn't bound, but if for some reason, sometimes an aisle was bound, so then the Israelites in the Mishkan had to carry him, but why should an aisle be bound? I mean, why should it be bound? So we have to say that Tesis doesn't mean that Mimishkin Kamrinon. Mimishkin Kamrinon. Shirunisin Dovachai Shat Hoshele. Tesis also, Tesis must admit that it's based upon the fact that it lightens its burden. The Braise says so. Hamnos Neimer al Shkutin Chai Val Choyim Poter Shachainis Esatzme. So he mentions that as a reason. But Tesis kashe was. So what if it lightens its burden? But it's a yochel v'zeini yochel, and the general rule is ze yochel v'zeini yochel. Is the yochel is chayev? So here too, the carrier is a yochel. He should be chayev. So Tesis says on the basis of the general principle in the Chana. So, but since we learn out. Everything from the Mishkan. So Mimele, and in the Mishkan, we didn't have it, so it, or where the carried thing, the carried object, lightens its burden. So Mimele, we learn out from the Mishkan, and we learn out from the Mishkan that in such a case there is no chiyuv itzoye. And it could be Tesis Lishitose, Tesis says that base, because Hitzoye is in Lochik Roye, so it has special aloches, and Memela, even though we have Psukim, two Psukim, Al Yitzishim Kemei, and Vayachal Omeovi, we have two Psukim that imply that the Abu Hitzoye is also Achnose, is also, not Achnose, Achnose, that's it all there, I mean, according to that the Hitzoye of Balabais is also, and the Hitzoye of the Oni is also, still, we have to learn out from the Mishkan that Achnosi is Osa. That Achnosi is Osa. Why? We have two psukim. After all Adam Eloches, so if a certain act is an Av, so anything that he bears a resemblance to that work, that act that is an Av, becomes a Delodah. So here too, let Achnosi become it a lot, even without Mishkan and without Svore, because it bears a resemblance. The answer is because Hitzoye is Loche Goy. So even though we have Exerzakos of Ligab Gav, so in order to be constituted into Lode, it must have existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, in regard to Hitzoye, it must conform exactly to the Hitzoye that existed in the Mishkan. And here, so the fact that this object didn't exist in the Mishkan doesn't mean that it doesn't conform to the Zoya that existed in the Mishkan. A television set, it did not exist in the Mishkan. But a television set is an object like any other object. What difference does it make? But since here in the act of Itzoya there is a difference, because it lightens its burden. So on the basis of the general principle, on the basis of Shnayim Shosu, we couldn't patter, because it's a Yochel, is a Yochel. But here, we got Itzoya, it's Loche Gruye. So it has to conform to the act of Itzoya, the way it existed in the Mishkan. The way it existed in the Mishkan. And since a Baal Chai who lightens the burden does not conform exactly to the Itzoya that exists in the Mishkan, so Mimele is one. Masha'in in Kofus, so there is no lightening of the burden, so it conforms exactly to the Itzoya that exists in the Mishkan. So Mimele is Chayev, the fact that it didn't, that this Itzoya wasn't done doesn't matter, as long as it's the same kind of Itzoya. This is what Teitz says. Now, I mentioned when we learned Yitzir HaShabbos, so I mentioned what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim gives, it's not printed in anywhere. I didn't see it printed. So Reb Chaim says that we have two halachas. We have a halacha of Shnayim Shosu when to carry out, let's say, book. Zei Yochel, let's say, Vizei Yochel. So we passed like Reb Yude that he's pot, that he's high. I'm sorry, that he's pot. So he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that he's fought. Zeyochel is Zeyochel. And then we have the din of Shnaimshah of Zeyikam Zeminiach. So it's different halachas. Now I said, in explaining the Rashi and in explaining the Tetzves, that in final analysis is the same halacha. Alright, so in final analysis it's the same halacha because of the Gzeras HaKosov. But so where the Gzeras HaKosov applies, so Mimele, it comes within the halacha of Asisikul Asisim Mishtosov. But it's still separate cases. And let's say, and so there is one situation of Zayikam Zemiyah, where one does just a fraction of the Meloche, and then there is another situation where both do the Meloche. So they are, because of a special Zasakosov, it's considered Alpidin that each one did have a Meloche. So Alpidin it's considered, but in CS everyone does the Meloche. So it's a special Aloche that Alpidin, even according to what I said in Rashi. So it's a special halacha that we can, that it comes with the basisikul asisim so. But it's separate halachas. One halacha is where b'mitzias one does only one part of the halacha, and then there is another halacha of shnayim shosu where two do the whole halacha. So then, if it's poter, it's because al pedin we have to consider it as if each did have a halacha, but everyone does the halacha. They both carry it out. So Mimele, this halacha of Zei Yochel Vizein Yochel has application to the case of Shnayim Shos. Mashenik into the case of Zei Yochel Vizein Niyah, where one does part of the halacha and the other one, where only part of the halacha is done, so then the halacha of Zei Yochel Vizein Yochel has no application. So Mimele, Chaim Yisrael Atzmi means Chaimis Esatzmi means that the carried person, when he cooperates with the carrier, so he doesn't cooperate by doing the same kind of act that the carrier does. When two people carry out a boat, or a beam, let's say, so then, each one does the same thing that the other one does. This one does the carry. Is made see this one carries and that one carries. But with Reuven and Shimon carry out a beam or a book together. So Reuven does an act of Itzoye and Shimon does an act of Itzoye. But if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulder, or a Baal Chai according to Rav Nosi, so Mimele, that means that Reuven does an act of carrying. Shimon, when he lightens his burden, there, but so the lightening of the burden on the part of Shimon is considered walking on the part of Shimon. You'll ask, after all, walking means on the ground, but here is on the shoulder. No, so Al-Pedin is considered walking. When the person himself makes movement in space,
Even if it's done on the by a carrier, so that's considered walking. That's considered. It's not considered carrying. It's considered walking. But he walks on the shoulders of another person. So we cannot apply the din of Zei Yochel and Zei Niyochel. When can we apply the din of Zei Yochel and Zei Niyochel? If, let's say, Reuven is Yochel, he carries the beam on the shoulder. And Shimon puts his hand beneath it. So then, the act of Shimon, the help that Shimon gives, is also help in carrying. Masha'im came when Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, when Reuven carries the Balchai on his shoulders. So then, the help that Shimon or the Balchai gives to Reuven, the carrier, is not an act of carrying. It's an act of walking. It's a strange way of walking, but it's an act of walking. So in many ways, it comes within the aloche of Zeikel, so that means that Reuven does only a fraction of the aloche. So maybe it comes within the aloche of Zeikel Zemeniach. If it comes within the aloche of Zeikel Zemeniach, so maybe this thing of Zeyochel Zeyochel has no application. The aloche of Zeyochel Zeyochel has application only to Shnaim Shos, but not to Zeikel Zemeniach. Now, it is a very thin distinction, but it seems that the Rosh says that. I mean, he uses other terminology, but it seems that the Rosh has the same kavod. The case is Rosh. Oh, Shachai makes a satz. Tele, my nafki minimine, was they yochel, was any yochel, the hakel chayev. Vanese, after an anisole is a satz me. Yochel, Renese, Vapiro, my yomes, Vanese, and Yochel is a satz me. You more is an ace, am I potter? Yeshlema, Mishim do the Ashkehe. Bimishkon, a joy of the high, Shab Hoshim Boem, Moyochim Ragway, Vahal Kitsisat, Vahaloze, Miyakish, and Nitsit, Miyak Pitsin, they say, Kinish Yomus, Kate, and Nisotzi, Lunirami. So he has the same kashin as Vasemis. Vasemis didn't tell me this so much. Ruinirami, the Rishne Shachai Neitze Esatz Mei, Loi Mashma Kipero Zei. Loi Mashma Kipero Zei. Veoi, Maishne Bei Machai Bei Ik Miodo. So why the Rabbonon, why do the Rabbonon distinguish between Bei Machai Bei Ik Miodo? Bei, mein Abgemine, in Loi Motzino Itzoi Loi Lachai Bei Mishken, Ein Loi Chivo, Shei Loi Motzi Bei Mishken Itzoi Askolat Boi, רק שמוצאים ניצורים בדברי אחות. I mean, that's really, that's what's a discussion. Here, כך נראה לי, לדומר לי זה יוכל וזה אין יוכל. ויהוסום, אם הוא יוזה שאין יוכל מסיים, ויומי סירס יודי, הוא יאחר יוכל יצי בעצמי. Here, כך אבא מסיים, יאה שאין ממש, וחשבין עלי, כי הוא אין מסיים. אבל הוכה, אי אפשר כלל, שהניסו ניסו אהיו. בלוי סיגיו הניסו, הילקה חב מסייעה, שיש בממש, ופוטר הנעיסה. ופוטר הנעיסה. אבל הוכד אי אפשר כלל, שהניסו, שהנעיסה ניסוהיו, בלוי סיגיו הניסו, הילקה חב מסייעה, שיש בממש, ופוטר הנעיסה. בואו זה מין, אבל הוכד אי אפשר כלל, שהניסו ניסוהיו, בלוי סיגיו הניסו. And support. So that would be shayach only if, let's say, the person could only carry, the carrier could only carry the carry in a case where the carry cooperates. But, it's very weak. But without the cooperation of the carry, then the carrier couldn't carry, all right. But he's potter, even though the carrier could carry the carry without the cooperation of the carry. So why does he say, אבל אוכל די אפשר כלל שהניסה יישואיו בלוי סיוע הניסה? Why? And suppose the carried person, now suppose the carried person will not cooperate. So then you will say, if he doesn't cooperate, so you could say, according to the Rabbonon. So certainly according to the Rabbonon. Who say that Aloha of Chani is a Satsang doesn't apply to Balachai, because they stifle themselves. But it only applies
It only applies to human beings because they don't stifle themselves. They may delight in themselves. Delight in themselves. So, but in case where a human being refuses to cooperate and he fights being carried, but the carrier carries him anyway, in spite of their position and the fighting back. So then, according to Rabbanon, he would be hired. But it could be, according to what the Marsho says, which is very mistaber, that it's not that Rabnosen, according to Rabnosen, the lightening of the burden is not important. If the lightening of the burden is not important, so Rabnosen should say that he's potter even if he's a kofus. So we see that even according to Rabnosen, it's based upon the lightening of the burden. And Rabnosen also says, Chaylis is Atzmei. But Rabbanon hold, it's Mishav Nafshai, in other words, they stifle themselves. They don't lighten themselves 100% as human beings do. But there is an element of Chaylis is Atzmei. There is an element of Chaylis is Atzmei involved even in Balachayim. But according to Rabbanon, that's not enough. Mashainke, where, let's say, the carrot, even if he's a human being, fights back. So then it's very possible that there is no element of lightening the burden. There is no element of lightening the burden. So then he'll be higher. But why does the Rosh say, Avrohe di Efshar Klau, Shehaniso Yisroeyu, Biloy Siyua Haniso? It's not so. Why is Efshar Klau Shehaniso Yisroeyu, Biloy Siyua Haniso? The carrier could carry the person, even if the carried person or the carried Balchai will fight back. If the carrier is strong enough to overcome that opposition, so he'll still be able to carry. But in such a case, he should be hired. But why do we say the Efshar Klal Shanesi Yisrael Yubalesi Yaniso? It's not so. Even if he's a mace, as Tezra says, he would still be able to carry. So the pshat in the Rosh could be what Reb Chaim says. In other words, when do we apply the principle? When do we apply the principle of Ze Yochel is Chayev if the Yochel and the Ine Yochel both do the same act? Both do the same act. But here, the Yochel and the Ine Yochel, so he says, because here we say, what does the Ine Yochel do? He puts his hand beneath the beam, and it could be eliminated. And then the Yochel would carry it just the same. It would be a little more difficult, but he would carry it. So Mimele, since the Ine Yochel participates in what kind of an act? In carrying. And that kind of carrying is insignificant because it could be eliminated. So the melee, it doesn't. So the meloche is done not by two acts. The meloche is done by one act. Because true, Shimon also does something. But that something is a helping carrying. And without that help, he could also do it. Some melee, it's ignored. Mashiach can hear when that's something. True, that Reuven carries. The carrot. So Reuven could do it even without the help done by the carrot. Even if the carrot had been a maize, so Reuven could carry. But if the carrot had been a maize, so then there wouldn't be any other act that is a different kind of an act. That is not an act if let's say the carrot Balchai or the carrot person would be a dead person or a dead Balchai, so the whole act of carrying the Balchai would consist of one act. The act of carrying by the way, Mashiach came when he's a living Balchai. And he does lighten the burden. The person or the animal lightens the burden. So then the act of carrying is a composite act. It's a composite act of itzoye and an act of walking. Well, so then it's not asisa kuloa, it's asisa miksosa. It's a composite act. It's not a full act of carrying. This one says, so the whole song, oh, you say she yochli sayin, but you meet here as your day, oh, you acher yochli tzir ba'atzmei. So it's not a composite there. Because the act of the Eli Yochel who puts his hand is a help, it's an act of care. And it's not important, it could be done without it, could be eliminated. So it's not considered. So, because it's in Mamish. But here, Abul Hochet Yev Shaklal, Shamisei Yisrael below Yisiyu Aniso. The fact is that in the way he's carried, and in view of the fact that the carry does not oppose, so the melee lightens the burden. So that means that the help extended by the carry is imminent in the act. It's inseparable in the act of carrying by the carrier. So that means the act of carrying by the carrier is a composite act of carrying and walking. What do you mean walking? It's not, it's a walking. In other words, it's making the carried person walk. I mean, it's walking on the part of the carried person. It's not walking on the part of the carrier, but now let's say, suppose you'll soon see, I mean, that there is a machlekes reshenim mandedi. Now, we say chaylis es atzmei. So most Rishonim say that in order to apply the din of Chayis Esatzmei to a human being, so he must be able to make footsteps. But if a child is able to make footsteps, even he can make footsteps only when, let's say, the father holds the child by one hand and the mother holds the child by the other hand. But if in such a case where both were to hold but him by the hands, he is able to make footsteps, so then we apply the aloche of Chaylis Esatzmi. And there is no chi of chatos if you carry such a child in Rosh Hashanah. However, the shite of the Balamoya is that when we apply the aloche of Chaylis Esatzmi to a human being, the Chay say, only if he is able to be a hila bragot. If he's able to be a hila bragot, but if he's not able to be a hila bragot, then we don't apply the aloche of Chaylis Esatzmi. We don't apply the aloche of Chaylis Esatzmi. If he's not ill at Rabbah. But even the Balamoya of Mayde, that suppose you have a child, let's say he's 1 year old, he can't walk the Rabbah, impossible. But when the father and the mother will hold on to his hands, then he'll walk maybe 100 feet that way. Until he becomes tired, so he'll refuse to walk for it. Now, according to Balamoya, that we don't apply the deen of Chaylis Esatzmei. So if someone will carry, if the father of that baby will carry the child on his shoulders, he'll be chayav chatos. Because the child is not ill of agav as yet. He's only able to make footsteps when you hold the hand to his hands. Neit lachas maniach achas, that's all. So if the father of that child, or anyone, will carry that child on the shoulders, the child not being able to be walk the agav, so he'll be chayav chatos. But suppose the father... Suppose the father, he holds on to his hand and he walks with him in the Mishnah Rabbi. So not only will not be chayav chatos, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ches says that Omer Rabbi Yude, Ein Mesai, that's mimadi didines akinik. What does mimadi mean? The mother holds on to his hands and the child walks by himself. So according to Balamoye, it's even though the halacha of Chaylis Esatzmei applies to him, and in case the mother will carry the child on her shoulders, she'll be chayav chatos, but she is allowed lechatchile to be mimadeit the baby that way in the Mishnah. We're not gazing. Maybe if we allow the mother to be mimadeit, maybe she'll carry the baby on the shoulders. We're not gazing. So you're allowed to be mimadi. But the question is, but it's not that the halacha of Chaylis Esatzmei doesn't apply. So the answer is true, the halacha of Chaylis Esatzmei doesn't apply. But in case you are mimadi the child and the child makes footsteps by himself, true, he only makes the footsteps because you hold on to his hands. But when you hold on to his hands, so he is doing the walking. Not the mother. The mother is not doing the walking for him. The child itself, the child itself is making, doing the walking. But the child, the mother enables the child to walk by itself. Without the mother holding on to the hands of the child, then the child wouldn't be able to walk. But when the mother is mimadi, the child holds on to his hands, then the child enables, then the mother enables the child to walk. So of course it's not Mechiyem Zechatos, it's even Mudal Chathchila according to Balamoyer. According to Balamoyer. The only Chiddush in Balamoyer is that the Shemim Amin disapprove of his Shite, because according to Balamoyer, the same child, if the mother would carry the child and would lift it up and carry it on the shoulders, then she would chayev as chatos. Still, we are matter lechatchile to be muddy. And we're not even gazing. Maybe the child, the mother would see that it's difficult for the child, so she'll decide to carry the child on the shoulders. So that's the reason as to why they reject the Rambam's pshat. But as far as the muddy itself is concerned, no one says that itself should constitute an act of mitzoy, because how could it constitute an act of mitzoy? Is the child who is walking. And then let's take another example. According to Reb Nosson, according to Rabbanon, the halacha of Chaim Isi Esatzmei, it does not apply to Shov Alachayim. So if somebody carries out a dog in the street, Nirishis Rabim is Chaim Chatos. But suppose someone leads a dog, is mimadi the dog in the street. So, according to Rabbanon, because then the dog is walking, but the person holds on to the dog. He holds on to the dog, but the dog is doing the walking. The dog is doing the walking. So in Mele, there is no carrying. So when Reb Chaim says that by Chaim is a satsmei, so the yochel, it's an act of carrying, and by the in yochel. Then Yochel, so it's walking. So that means, but since it's impossible for the Yochel to walk that way without the act of the carrier, so that means that the Yochel enables. So the Yochel by carrying, he enables. He enables the carrier to walk that way. So in other words, so the act of the carrier, the one who carries the carried person on the shoulders, is really a composite act. And there is an element of carrying, and there is another element. There is an act of enabling the carried to walk on the shoulders of the person. So the melee, it's a composite act. So it consists of carrying and also of enabling the carry to walk. So it's not a pure act of carrying. This is what the Rosh says. Hilka Habe Misayir Shein Bimamish Vichashvin Olay Kilein Misayir Abo Hoche Diev Shakwal Shamei Se Yisoei Ublo Yisiyu Aniso. But the question arose, it is still possible for the carrier to carry the Niso even without the cooperation. Even if the Niso had been dead, he would be able to carry it. But at present, the Niso is not dead, and the Niso does cooperate. The Niso does lighten his burden. So to the extent that he lightens the burden, so the Niso is walking on the shoulders of the carrier. And who enables the Niso to walk on the shoulders of the carrier? The Niso. So the Mele, that means that the act of carrying by the naysay is a composite act of carrying and enabling the Niso to walk, like a person who holds on to the leash of a dog and the dog walks that way. So here too, the act of the carrier is a composite act consisting of carrying and also of enabling. There is an element of it, of helping the Niso walk on the shoulders of the Niso. Some melee, we don't reply the loche of Zeyochel. Hilka, have Misayiya Shiyish b'mamesh? Why? Because it's not a full act of carrying on the part of the carrier. So, but I didn't say, so it's not Basis Tikulay. So it's not Basis Tikulay. All right.
Pure Ryan's